The evidence is mounting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, against the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination. DNA that matches Tyler Robinson's been found on the towel the rifle was wrapped in and on the screwdriver found on the rooftop from where the shot was fired at Utah Valley University. FBI Assistant Director Dan Bongino also tells Fox,
there's not going to be a stone left unturned if there was anyone involved who aided abetted.
Robinson's due in court tomorrow, now held at Utah County Jail, where Fox's Garrettini reports he's not cooperating with police.
But officials say that other individuals close to the suspect are working with investigators, and that includes the suspect's romantic partner, a male who is transitioning to a female and who lived with the suspect in southern Utah. That partner is how the FBI was able to confirm the accused killer left a note talking about his plan to kill Charlie Kirk before the shooting.
A memorial grows for Charlie Kirk outside the conservatives' Turning Point USA headquarters in Phoenix, where there was an arrest yesterday.
As a man showed up to the memorial site and appeared to walk through it, kicking over flowers and other items. A bystander eventually yanked him away, throwing him to the ground.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Phoenix.
Vice President J.D. Vance, who helped carry Kirk's coffin onto Air Force Two, says he's hosting today's Charlie Kirk show, paying tribute to his friend.
Today marks 1 year since the second Trump assassination attempt thwarted outside a golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, where Ryan Ruth was arrested. He's acting as his own lawyer as his trial resumes this morning.
Already this morning on the stand is an FBI evidence technician who searched Ruth's car that he used to flee the scene. Now, she's presenting to the jury what was found inside, including his passport, license, bank card, six cell phones, and handwritten notes about flights to South America. Now, we are waiting to see if Ruth decides to cross-examine this witness since he passed on a couple last week.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol outside the federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial pound 250 and say the words micro. That's pound 250, micro.
James Carey joined the United States Marine Corps after being inspired by his grandfather. James loved being a Marine, but his life would change forever during a training exercise. James lost consciousness and nearly drowned. The incident resulted in a brain injury that left James blind, unable to use his body, susceptible to memory loss, and more. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation built James a specially adapted smart home, enabling him to live more independently. Help heroes like James. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.
From the News 11 Information Desk, I'm Madeline Murray. The Yuma Police Department arrested a man after a teenager was struck by a vehicle Saturday night. When officers arrived, they found a 17-year-old boy unresponsive in a parking lot located in the area of South 4th Avenue and 14th Place. The teenager was taken on Vita Health, where he later died. YBD says it started as a road rage incident that led to a fight between three people, with the victim being struck by a vehicle driven by a 19-year-old man. The man was arrested and booked for domestic violence, first-degree murder, and attempted first-degree murder. The investigation is still ongoing. And the Yuma County Sheriff's Office investigating a suspicious package found outside the Yuma County Detention Center on Friday. YCSO says they responded to the area of West 1st Street and North 2nd Avenue at around 5:30 p.m. Upon arrival, YCSO conducted a perimeter check around the detention center when they found a package that resembled an explosive device with handwritten threats. YCSO says this is being investigated as an act of terrorism. While there were no injuries reported, the investigation remains ongoing. Catch us on the TV side on News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, 10 p.m. for your latest local news, weather, and sports.
Do you love sales and freedom? We're looking for motivated, independent contractors to sell radio and digital advertising from home or anywhere. You set your hours, work your own leads, and earn commission on every sale. If you're driven, disciplined, and love helping businesses grow, we want to hear from you. Apply now and start building your future in media sales. Email your resume to edbroadcasters.com today. That's edbroadcasters.com. Take the first step now. Let's grow together.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country, with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in experience and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on. Visit CordellCordell.com to schedule your consultation.
If you're the owner and or operator of a local business and want to continue to hear the right talk, please consider advertising on KBLU. Your advertising dollars are the gasoline for the Clark, Kilmeade, Hannity, Beck engine. Without your support, the old 560 just won't roll. Reach out to like-minded folks, the Patriots listening to this legendary radio station. When you do, you can invite new customers in and remind regulars to visit more often. And most importantly, keep the programming you love on 560 KBLU.
Couple of days of 102 degree high temperatures to start the week, both today and tomorrow. Nighttime lows of 79 tonight, 82 tomorrow night. Wednesday, increasing clouds, 100 that day.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
So just for the show purpose, let me have you introduce yourself and tell me what brought you to Yuma.
Sure. So my name is Bill Kelhoffer. I'm the managing attorney at Raffey Law Group. I have been an attorney for about 12, almost 13 years. I've been with Raffey Law Group almost 10 years.
Awesome.
I have been practicing personal injury the majority of my career. And the firm, Raffey Law Group, is the largest personal injury law firm in Arizona.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How many attorneys?
We have 29.
Okay.
Yes. So, we currently have six offices in the Phoenix area.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Tucson and now we have one in Yuma. The reason that we've come to Yuma is, you know, the firm is growing and we feel that there's a need for good injury attorneys in every city. And, you know, we're happy to help the people of Yuma. And you know, I can tell you more about the firm. And I'm sure we'll kind of get into that to some degree. But our firm never takes more money than what the client gets in their pocket. And that's an unusual thing in personal injury. What usually happens is the attorney will have their contingency fee of 1/3. They take that off the top. They then pay medical doctors and the clients get whatever scraps are left over. In every single one of our cases that we settle pre-litigation, the client gets more than what the lawyer gets.
Really?
Every time.
Okay.
I don't know anyone in Yuma that's doing that. And if we can't make sure that the client gets more than us, then we'll just reduce our fee and then the client will get more.
Okay.
And we do that every single day. So, you know, we're entirely personal injury based, mostly motor vehicle accidents, some dog bites, trip and fall, slip and fall, but no workers' compensation, no estate planning, no criminal, no immigration. Obviously, there's people who will call us who need wills and trusts or estate planning.
Sure, because your name is really prominent. It's all over the buses. It's on billboards. It's really easy to remember, you know. And you know, Raffey is right there. It's not this big long name like Deason, Garner, Hanson, or anything like that. So I could see how people would call for a lot of different things, or if they've had a good experience with you in another area of law, that they'd call up for those type of services. Bob, can I get just a little bit about your background and what brought you to Yuma and why you practice here?
Yeah, my name is Robert Bojanin. I'm an attorney at Raffey Law Group. I've been with Raffey Law Group for about 3.5 months. Just moved down to Yuma. I'm going to be managing the Yuma office. I've been practicing close to 5 years, and most of it has been personal injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what brought you down to Yuma?
I thought it'd be a great opportunity, you know, for my career.
Do you commute or do you live here full time?
I live here full time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I actually moved down last Tuesday.
Okay.
And ever since coming down here, I've really loved it. You know, it's, I can tell it's really community driven. Everyone's really friendly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Yuma is one of those. It is definitely acquired taste. Most people don't pick it out on a map and say, ooh, I'd like to live there. But once they've visited their relative or they've snowbirded here or whatever it was that, that brought them here initially, a military stint or a job, and then the community starts to grow on them, and a lot of people would never leave Yuma. And you could probably throw me in that mix. It would take a lot for me to leave Yuma permanently. Now, I may go north for the summertime. I mean, especially this time of year, I'm kind of getting grouchy when I go outside and I'm sweating immediately. But I enjoy the pace of the community, and I enjoy it's got some camaraderie that maybe some other cities don't have, even smaller cities. It's a folksy town.
I love Yuma, and I manage all 8 offices at the firm, and our Yuma office is fully staffed at this time. We have 8 employees who all live here in Yuma, and one of the big aspects of the firm is giving back to the community. And not to say anything about the amazing staff that we have in Mesa or in Phoenix or in Avondale, but our Yuma team is so invested in the community, and they're consistently bringing us opportunities for backpack drives or for sponsorship events or just opportunities to give back to the community. Like they are, it's so genuine. And our Yuma team is just so involved in the community that it's amazing. I genuinely enjoy the people in Yuma. That's not just in our office, but you know, I've been here in Yuma probably about 3 or 4 months of this year, getting this office, you know, up and running and off the ground and kind of building all the protocols and procedures. And I have found that not only is Yuma extremely community based, but like you said, like people are nice here. People are helpful. It's an enjoyable place to be. Whether it's at, you know, there's so many amazing places. Like we were at the Elks Lodge just a couple days ago, and just walking around meeting everyone, they were so welcoming and nice and helpful. Or, you know, having a cigar at Son of a Gun. Just cool places that I can see why people would come to Yuma and stay in Yuma, because it is a very nice place to be where people will care about their neighbor. And it's nice. It's really enjoyable.
I'm glad that's been your experience too. Now, I want to dig in a little bit to some questions that our audience might have when they are looking for an attorney. And the interesting thing about having a podcast by attorneys for the general public is we know that we have this stigma that attorneys are, you know, these blood-sucking parasites that are just preying on the weak and feeble-minded out there. And that is until you need one. And then the attorney is your best friend, and they are the most noble companion that you can acquire. And so how do we bridge that gap between, you know, here are those attorneys, those dirty, you know, nickel and diming attorneys, to this is somebody now that I'm going to trust with my dirtiest, darkest secret. And we've all probably been in car accidents. If you're driving right now, you know, keep your hands 10 and 2 and your eyes on the road, but you either have been in a car accident or you will be in a car accident. And when that's the situation, 1,000 things are racing through your mind. You don't know what to do. And so I kind of want to get your feedback on some interesting scenarios that you've seen and where things went right, or an alternative where things went 100% wrong. Had they just changed it a bit, they could have a totally different outcome. So kind of like your genuine feedback on that in your real life experiences.
Sure. So my father was an attorney, and he has certainly heard every lawyer joke the book.
Uh-huh. Got any good ones?
I'll try to think of one throughout the podcast.
Okay.
Of a good one. I have a book of them, actually.
Probably somebody gave you as a gift.
Yes. But what he would always say is, people will say negative things about an attorney until they need one. And then when they need one, they want the best one that they can possibly afford.
Yeah.
Because attorneys don't come into your life when everything is going well. Almost every circumstance, you need an attorney because you have a problem. And you need help with that problem. Whether it's you have a criminal problem, or you have an immigration issue, or have a family member who's has an impending departure, or if you're in an accident. Attorneys back 20 years ago, there was many general practice attorneys, and they would handle everything from contracts to civil litigation to immigration, criminal, everything. And what has really changed in the legal profession in the last 20 years is that attorneys have really specialized, and they have kind of honed in on one area of the law and become very good at that one area of the law. We practice personal injury law, every area of the law has its complexities and intricacies and difficulties, or unique nature to it. But the simplest way that I could break down personal injury law is with the acronym LID, which is LID. And to have a successful personal injury claim, there must be liability, meaning someone must be negligent, and cause you harm. There must be insurance, to have recovery or some way of recovering, whether through assets. And D, there must be damages. I could go through each of them, but what I have found is that you could have someone who has caused injury to somebody, liability and damages, but if there's not insurance, the collectability becomes difficult.
And that's why it's a law. To have insurance.
It is the law.
It's one of those things that if you don't have insurance and you get pulled over, that's one of the bigger fines out there.
Yes. And equally, I think a lot of people don't know is how to protect themselves. You're required, like you stated, that you are required to have insurance. And people think that because they have insurance, they're protected. But the truth is, that state minimum insurance, it's called the 2550 bodily injury, only covers if you injure somebody else. So if somebody were to crash into you and you were to have, $100,000 worth of medical bills, God forbid, if you don't have insurance to protect yourself, then you will be left owing that money. And I think that it's, If your listeners remember anything that I say and they forget everything, the one thing I would say that is so important is to protect yourself with underinsured motorist coverage or uninsured motorist coverage, because if you don't have underinsured or uninsured coverage, you're relying on the person who caused the accident to compensate you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's someone who's already negligent.
Yeah.
And I would not trust somebody who is negligent to make sure that I'm fully compensated for my injuries.
Oh, yeah. We can only do what we're in control of. We can't control. Yeah, go ahead. Grab one of those, Bob.
Thank
you. The rest of the society around us. And it goes with everything. It goes with how we treat people. It goes with how we do business. And it goes with how we protect ourselves. And so when we're looking at protecting ourselves and our family, we want to make sure that, we're not going to go out there and try to make the society change. Change yourself, change within your family, protect what you can, and then go out and, Sure. You can vote for people that you want to make laws that are going to protect a society. But I've always found that those individuals that think that if we create more stringent laws against crime, then we're going to change behavior. If we create more incentives for good behavior, then we're going to create good behavior. And the reality is, the family is the best governing body that there is. And if we do those things ourselves and then influence the people around us that we work with and our friend group and others, then those things will work from the grassroots and grow up organically. And then we can advocate for them, certainly, because we're living those principles. But I absolutely get you. What you're saying is you can't go out and just demand that other people have insurance and think that it's going to be okay. We already have a law that everybody else has insurance. But that doesn't make us okay, because if those the people that are either drunk driving and run into you, they're breaking the law already, and chances that they're breaking the law by not having insurance is up there, and now you're out of luck in two ways.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also the home of expert spray and bed liners, spraying mil-spec protective coatings, committed to unwavering excellence and unparalleled customer service. Expert liners, with available national warranty coverage and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. Truckmates is also the home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road trucks and Jeep enthusiasts. And don't forget 3M window tinting, the originators of window tinting, with nationwide lifetime warranty at Truckmates. That's expert spray and bed liners, BDS suspensions, 3M window tinting, and Snug Top, all at Truckmates. 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex. How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, do-it-yourselfer, you've got the idea, and you got your building supplies at Southwest Lumber.
That's right.
Now, all you need is a bunch of expensive tools to get the job done.
Oh, that's right.
And you know just the place to rent them. Southwest Lumber, your home for everything home improvement. Southwest Lumber has half-day to multiple-day rentals available on just about anything you need to finish the job. Rent equipment and tools on Saturday and Sunday. It's free. Stop in today at 1917 South Avenue B in Yuma. Southwest Lumber, ready for everything.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
I can't tell you. I mean, I've represented thousands of people, of Arizonans, and I can't tell you how many times I've had to explain to a client that the person who caused the accident wasn't following the law when they crashed into them, and then they were also not following the law by failing to carry any type of insurance. And then equally having the conversation that person who was injured was equally not carrying any insurance. And it's extremely difficult, particularly when there's really significant bills and really significant injuries, sometimes life-altering injuries, and people don't know that. People don't know how to protect themselves. I mean, we're talking about bodily injury and medical bills and injuries, but even just having collision coverage, you know, for their vehicle, you know, if you don't have collision coverage for your vehicle, you know, people don't know that you're going to pay out of pocket to fix your car if that other person doesn't have insurance, or they have insufficient property damage limits to compensate you. And so it is absolutely critical to have collision coverage, underinsured motorist coverage, and then another coverage is called medical payment coverage. And, you know, insurance companies will never tell you to add $5,000 worth of medical payment coverage. But it's basically $5,000 from your automobile policy that will go straight to paying your medical bills. And it raises your rates like $40 over 6 months.
Okay.
It's nothing, you know, a couple dollars a month to have this type of coverage. And it is an extremely helpful tool to make sure that you're not left holding debt after an accident that you're in and you're not having medical bills. You know, I those three things are absolutely, you know, critical. And any member of my family, I insist that they have it, because it is what will ultimately protect you, which is what insurance is for.
Right. So when I am driving and I get in a car accident, it's going to be my insurance company that's going to have to jump in and protect me or defend me and pay for the damages that I caused. And what liability then do I have to my insurance company? Because I'm paying them for that in the first place. Do I have to repay them for any of the damages that they've paid out for me?
So that's a really good question. What Raffi Law Group does is we practice plaintiff's personal injury. So we're representing historically the people who are injured. What you're talking about is when you cause an accident and you have your insurance, say Geico, State Farm, Allstate, when they jump in, the reason that you pay for insurance and you pay those premiums monthly is because when you're involved in an accident, that they will hire you a lawyer. So if somebody does decide to sue you, you now have representation, number one. But number two, they hire to pay out claims, which could be property damage claims. They could be, you know, if you damage their vehicle, it could be bodily injury, meaning the person that you crashed into has injuries or medical bills that the insurance should cover. The short answer to your question is no. You don't need to repay your insurance company.
Because that's what I've been paying for. That's what the premium is supposed to cover the entire time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, that being said, you know, some automobile policies will be for $25,000 worth of property damage is what it will list. Now, if you were to crash into a Corvette or a very expensive vehicle, your insurance would only cover up to that $25,000 worth of damage to the vehicle, and you could end up owing the difference between the remaining balance.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle you crash into is worth $40,000. Your automobile insurance would cover up to the $25,000, and then you would be on the hook for the remaining portion.
So if the liability is pretty obvious and the damages are pretty obviously in excess of the amount of coverage that you have, then really the insurance company, that my insurance company, if I've caused the damage, is going to say, okay, well, it looks like we're cutting a check. There's not a lot to argue about here because it's definitely above the amount that we are going to be involved for. So they cut the check for $25,000. Then as a personal injury attorney on the other end, what do you recommend for your clients to do that they've run out of insurance, and now it's just the person that's liable for the excess damages?
So then it becomes a balancing act because the insurance will cover $25,000 to get that vehicle fixed. If that person who has a damaged vehicle wants to accept that $25,000, the insurance company, Geico, State Farm, Allstate, will make you sign a release. And so the plaintiff's attorney, like Raffi Law Group, would have a conversation with their client, and they would say, we have choice A, which is to accept the $25,000, or choice B is to pursue that person individually.
So if you accept the $25,000, you have to let the person off the hook?
If you sign the release, generally speaking.
Really? So I can't release the insurance company without releasing the individual?
No. They will historically make you sign a release, which will then release the ability to take their money and sue them, which is the leverage and settlement.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, so those are the type of nuances that I had no idea, and good to know. What about, let's say that I'm driving along and somebody pulls in front of me and brake checks me. I rear end them. What's the first thing I do? And I see a lot of it on YouTube. I don't know if it's as prevalent as I'm seeing out there on YouTube, but because of these dash cams becoming more popular, a lot of people have it recorded. And so they not only put it on YouTube, but they have it for evidence that, yeah, it wasn't their fault. Because it seemed to be in the past when I was growing up, if you rear-ended somebody, it didn't matter what was going on. It was your fault. Now, it seems to be kind of a scam. People go out there and try to get rear-ended so they can collect some insurance money.
That is illegal.
Yes.
And if anyone listening to this were to have that happen, I would hope you'd have a dash cam, number one.
But if I don't?
Regardless if you do or you don't have a dash cam, immediately call the police.
Okay.
That is the most important thing, and I would report that to the police, and I would make sure that it's in the police report so that it's documented on day one. That is the most important thing. I would also report it to your insurance company that that's what happened.
Do cars have dash cams or, you know, most of these cars have cameras that help you park? Teslas have cameras all over the place. Most vehicles in general have cameras in different areas. Do they have a device that is typical that is recording in case there's an accident where there's this black box of information that can be accessed?
Yes, and you see that more. So every vehicle has a black box, which will
really
calibrate. And most new vehicles in the last about 15 to 20 years will have that. You see it in just about every trucking case, like a semi-truck. They'll always immediately file suit in those cases, request a black box so that they can determine speed and when their last brake, how long they were on the road. They have those. Most modern vehicles have those. Equally modern vehicles, nicer, newer model vehicles with cameras will also automatically activate record accidents if they occur.
So they're recording in a loop, essentially, and then if there's an accident, they're going to capture that last whatever minute of driving time.
If the newer, nicer vehicles have that feature in them.
Oh, okay.
Yes, depending on what vehicle you have, if there's cameras, then they will have that.
I think some require you to pay a subscription. Some companies, but yeah. I think it depends on the model.
You can go on Amazon, too, and there are tons of them. I've got three children who have driver's license now, and each time one got their driver's license, you know, it caused me a night of tossing and turning because, you know, they're driving around in this huge metal box that could cause a lot of damage real quick. You know, it only takes them to not pay attention or a friend that's distracting them or whatever it might be. It could be bad road conditions, and life-altering events occur quickly in cars. And so I've always wanted a camera in there so we could record and have some type of evidence as to what has happened.
They're relatively inexpensive, too.
They are. So do you recommend that for the people listening? If you don't have one built in your car and you don't know, go out and get one?
Absolutely. It's usually like, you know, around $100, and it will certainly prevent. I mean, I think the the circumstances that that you were talking about, someone like brake checking or committing that kind of crime,
yeah,
which is what it is relatively unusual.
Well, good. So all those YouTube videos I'm seeing, they're the exceptions. They're not just happening. It's not a wave of crime going across the country.
No, what a dash cam is more effective with is what you'll see very regularly is a lane change dispute, meaning the vehicle drifts into your lane, and then they'll blame you for drifting into their lane. If you have dash cam, that would be very clear. Or what you'll have is both vehicles are claiming that they have a green light, or you'll have a vehicle turning left on a green arrow, and the other vehicle coming from the opposite direction will claim that they have a green light. And those are when those dash cams are really effective, and that's when I usually see them kind of being brought into evidence, is kind of in those word versus word, no independent witness circumstances where you're trying to sort out what actually happened, which can be very, very helpful, because when a police officer arrives to the scene of an accident, they are doing the best they can to determine, based on the damage to the vehicles, where they're laying after the accident, if there are any witnesses who stopped and saw the accident and can report that to the police, which is not that common. Most people will kind of drive on and assume that, oh, there was an accident, I saw it, but the person who caused it will admit that they were at fault. And unfortunately, if the person who is at fault doesn't admit it and they blame the other vehicle, then it's a word versus word accident. And those quite often end up in court. So having a dash cam in those circumstances would quickly sort it out. And I've had those cases, and it quickly sorts out and gets the other vehicle to accept liability, which was, you know, the first of those three elements, the L, I, and D. Because if liability is not established, then the insurance doesn't kick in and pay. They must be liable. They must, and the insurance company has to admit that. That's their analysis.
Yeah.
They're going to look at all the evidence. They're going to interview all of the witnesses. They're going to interview their insured. They're going to look at the property damage, and they're going to make the decision. You could have a police report that says this other vehicle is at fault and that they caused the accident. And if State Farm doesn't believe that police report, they believe they're insured, which sometimes they do. You know, it could still be a word versus word circumstance, and they don't accept liability. And they don't fix your car. And that's, I think, one of the most frustrating things for my clients is that they don't have collision coverage. And I guess just to briefly explain collision coverage, you pay your deductible, you pay out of pocket, and the insurance company fix your car, period. It's that simple. Pay your deductible, they fix your car, and you don't need to wait on liability to be established. So in a circumstance where it's a light dispute, everyone's got a green light. With air quotes, or it's a lane change dispute where everybody is changing into everybody's lane at the same time and nobody knows what's happened, that vehicle that really caused that accident, they're not going to fix your car unless that other person admits that they ran the red light or that they changed into your lane. And, you know, I don't want to say it's quite often that they won't admit it, because a lot of people feel guilty. They feel, you know, that they caused harm to somebody, and they that's what insurance is for, is to, you know, compensate that person. Sometimes they just don't know. Maybe they're looking down, or maybe they misremember, or they made a mistake. And it's not that they're dishonest, but they just genuinely were in a very traumatic circumstance where they were in a serious T-bone collision and they don't remember. And I think that that's more common than people think. And I think in those circumstances, it's particularly important to have collision insurance. You know, even as an accident with, you know, a single vehicle accident, you are driving down the road and, you know, you, God forbid, you know, take a turn too wide and hit a guardrail. If you don't have collision insurance, you're paying for that out of pocket. Versus if you have collision coverage, you pay your deductible, they fix the car, no questions asked.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Dune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
At Hospice of Yuma, we believe that everyone deserves compassionate care, especially when it matters most. As the area's only nonprofit hospice, our mission is simple: to provide high-quality, compassionate care to all who need it, regardless of their ability to pay. Our team of skilled professionals and dedicated volunteers work tirelessly to ensure that your loved ones receive the care and support they deserve. We focus on comfort and dignity, helping families navigate this difficult time with grace and understanding. Choose Hospice of Yuma for quality care that puts you and your family first. For more information, please contact us at 928-343-2222.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
So if you don't have that collision coverage, you're relying on somebody else's insurance who has no duty to you to fix your car.
Yeah.
And that is very frustrating when you have a job that you need to get to on time. That's very frustrating when you have children that you need to take to school. That's very frustrating when you don't have that money available at that moment to get that car fixed or to repair the tires or to make it functioning so that you can get to work.
That's, and it's interesting because you talked earlier in the show about how attorneys used to do all different types of law. They used to do personal injury, divorce, maybe a little DUI, contract disputes. And now they're more and more becoming specialized. In a small town like Yuma, you'll still see attorneys that will do a wider variety of law because it requires a big population or a lot of people requiring a very specific issue to stay in business when you have a very narrowly tailored law firm. This law firm only does estate planning. Your law firm only does personal injury. It follows, I think, the trends of our society in general, just like with cars. You used to be able to change your own oil and kind of look down upon, you don't change your own oil. What, you know, what are you too fancy for that? But now it's like, no, I don't change my own oil. It would cost me more money to go out and buy the oil filter, jack up my car, get under there, take the hour, hour and a half, whatever it takes to change my own oil, than to go in and get it changed for in 20 minutes, even if it costs a little bit more. And sometimes their oil that is just the same or better quality is going to be cheaper because, of course, they're buying it in bulk. And what I'm getting at is, the specialist is required because we're surrounded by highly technical special equipment all around us, whether it's a car or the medical practice or the law. And so have you gotten those clients that are frustrated with you because you've done such a good job in representing them in a personal injury claim, and they come up and say, hey, now I need this. I got this contract I need you to review. Can you review this for me? And you say, well, that's not really what we do. And they say, well, I know, but you're a lawyer. You know, you went to law school. Could you just do this for me? Like, and they get upset that you won't?
Yeah, that does happen. I think that one thing that I'm very proud of, so your audience may find this funny, but most people dislike their lawyer. And I say that because you're usually dealing with a pretty significant problem in their life. Mm-hmm. Our firm, Raffi Law Group, we do a survey at the end of every single case. 9 out of 10 people who use our services would recommend us to somebody else. And so, 45% of the clients that sign up with us every month are referred by friends and family and former clients, which is a huge number. You know, we have advertising everywhere.
But you can't buy that type of advertising.
But you can't buy that. And so people, you know, trusting your lawyer and having, you know, having people come and say, I want you to review this contract. I get those cases all the time. Just today, there was someone who had a family law issue. And I wanted to make sure that they were in a with an attorney who I know does a good job, who I would trust with my family or with my family law issue if I were to ever have one. And so I know that it's there's so many nuances to personal injury, and I also know there's so many nuances to family law or to estate planning. And so is it frustrating that they want me to handle everything? Probably to some degree, but I think also one of the reasons that our firm has such a good reputation is that we're honest with the client and we'll tell them, we don't do that, but we know people who will take care of you and who will do a good job. I mean, with the nuances, like nuances of personal injury, and I will try not to put your audience to sleep, there's so many things that people would never know. Like, I can't tell you how many clients or people who have been injured in an accident, and I meet with them, and they tell me that they handled it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that there's not many nuances of it and that they can certainly handle it. Why would I pay a lawyer 33% to handle something I can do myself? And what I would tell them is, number one, insurance companies make lower offers to people who are not represented. It's a statistically proven fact. But also, there are so many nuances to bills and who you owe. And, you know, one of the questions that I'll ask an attorney who does multiple areas of the law, I'll ask them, how do they handle liens? And what I've had lawyers tell me who don't do a lot of personal injury is they'll say, well, I pay them all, Bill. At Raffi Law Group, we know lien law very well. And there are some liens that you are not required to pay out of the settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing who you do and don't need to pay is, you know, I think something that has an attorney who only does personal injury, it sets them apart from attorneys who maybe do other areas of the law, because I could get into so many nuances. And again, I don't want to bore your audience, but most people don't know this, that if you go to the ER, you think that you just owe your copay and your deductible. That is not true. You don't just owe your copay and deductible. You also owe what your insurance paid that hospital for your services. So if you were to go to the hospital, just for simplicity, have a $100,000 bill, your health insurance will pay $25,000. You have paid your copays and deductibles, whatever that may be. You also owe that $25,000. And on top of that, that hospital could do what's called balance billing, and they could balance bill the $75,000 remaining off of that bill. So you really owe the full $100,000 off of that bill. As personal injury attorneys who do this every single day, sometimes you need to repay that $25,000, and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you need to repay that $75,000, and sometimes you don't. And so when we've handled thousands of cases at Raffi Law Group, when we've handled thousands of clients and thousands of liens, I can tell you within a couple minutes who I do and don't need to pay. And if I don't need to pay a non-valid lien, I won't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it to the client. You know, we never take more money than what the client gets in their pocket. And I told you that. And the reason that we're capable of doing that is that we know who we need to pay. And if we need to pay them, we are excellent at negotiating down as low as possible. And if we don't need to pay them and their lien does not attach to that settlement from that other vehicle or only attaches to part of the settlement, I can leverage that to give more money to the client, which is ultimately my goal. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing is that the client gets the most money.
Right.
The client is happy with my services. And I think that I could spend an entire podcast explaining the nuances of subrogation and lien law, and it would be very uninteresting. But it's the truth. And most lawyers who have practiced personal injury even for years don't know the wealth of knowledge that our firm has by handling so many cases over such a long period of time.
Well, and there's not only that. I've found in every area of law that just because a lawyer has practiced for a long time doesn't mean they're that much better. For example, you could practice law lazily for a long time. For example, all the liens that come in say, yep, you know, pay those liens and continue going on and do that for 10, 15 years. And just because you've done it for a long time doesn't mean you're a good lawyer. It means you're experienced. And of course, generally with experience comes a bit of knowledge. But unless you buckle down and research the law and figure it out on a case-by-case basis, you're not going to know those nuances, or you're not going to advocate as zealously for the client as you could. So I absolutely get that. There's a lot of attorneys out there that they want to get in and out as quick as possible, and they don't want to get into the nuances of the liens. So they're just going to say, pay the liens and we'll move on. And that's interesting to hear that some need a little bit more scrutiny than others.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you become a personal injury attorney, you tell people that's what you do for a living. And it's probably the same for you doing estate planning. When you tell people you do estate planning, you'll hear a story of estate planning that
went crazy wrong.
Yeah. And when I meet somebody and I tell them I'm a personal injury lawyer and they say, oh, I was in an accident, I will ask, how did it go?
Uh-huh.
And what I generally hear is two things. They'll say, number one, it took forever. Mm-hmm. And it is a long process. But what they'll tell me is that it ends up in court and then it went to a mediation and it took years to resolve, which a lot of the times it needs to, but the majority of the time it doesn't. And if I'm able to get a case resolved efficiently and get a great result for the client, then that's a win-win.
Yeah.
And so they'll say, number one, it took forever. And then what I'll also hear is when the case finally did settle years later, they'll say at the end of the case, the doctor and the lawyers took all the money. And that's, I think, why a lot of people don't hire a personal injury attorney, is because that trust has been frayed, whether it was their friend or their family member or their son or their cousin or their aunt who had this negative experience.
Yep.
And they think, I would rather handle this themselves, because some lawyer, whether it's because they didn't handle the liens, they don't know how to efficiently process the case, will have this bad experience. And it's unfortunate, because at our firm, we never take more than what the client gets in their pocket. And knowing those nuances of liens and subrogation and knowing how to maximize a result and ultimately have it be efficiently resolved results in us resolving cases quicker than most law firms, and where the client gets more money than the lawyer 100% of the time if I'm able to settle it. And so our firm is built on not doing those two things.
Yeah.
Don't have it take forever if it doesn't need to be, and have the client win at the end of the case. The client gets the most money. And if they don't at my firm, I'm reducing my fee. I will just voluntarily reduce it and they will get more than me. And I'm happy to do that. And I do it every single day. Just today I was signing papers that a client, I needed to reduce my fee to make sure they got more than me. And we do it every single day, and we're happy to do that. And so I think that that's different. I think that's one of the reasons that our firm has grown so quickly, is that our clients trust us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't have the reputation that we do without having such an undying trust with our clients, and with so many people recommending and saying, you know, call Rafi. They will take care of you. They know what they're doing. I think, you know, equally what kind of makes us different, because we're talking about resolving cases efficiently, is we have specialized paralegals who work on each portion of the case. So
the paralegals make or break it.
Paralegals are everything. Yeah. Any attorney knows that behind every great attorney is an even better paralegal.
Yeah. Same with nurses and doctors. You know, the nurses are the ones that are there for you. The doctors obviously need to know what they're doing, but the nurses, They're going to provide the care that you need.
I mean, the difficulties of requesting true bills and records from a hospital is, you know, people think when they go to the hospital, I have my discharge paperwork. I have my bill to my health insurance. That's sufficient to present a claim. But you need to have the true bill, the bill that has what's called the CPT codes on it, because the insurance company is going to plug those CPT codes in to evaluate your claim. What you get as discharge paperwork is not what an insurance company will need to evaluate your claim. And more importantly than that, just getting the hospital to send you those and sending that record request to the correct area is mind-bogglingly difficult to someone who isn't doing it all day. Or, you know, going to the liens and the subrogation, my accountants who do my liens and my subrogation, quite frankly, know more than a lot of personal injury attorneys. I mean, they're reading books about liens and subrogation in their free time.
Yeah.
And having, you know, a paralegal who is just handling the liens and the subrogation, a paralegal who is just handling the bills and records request, makes not only the product better, but it makes it more efficient. And it makes the case ultimately move along faster and avoid the first thing that people say about their accident is that it took forever, is that the paralegals at our firm are incentivized to move the case along efficiently and to do it right and not to repeat steps.
That'll do it for today, but we'll look forward to having you back.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, and you have a very nice day.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Eldorado Broadcasters and this station congratulate the newest Yuma County Chamber of Commerce members, Baskin-Robbins, Yuma Cardiac CT, Yuma FC, and Outreach Partners of Yuma. If you'd like to find out how you can become a member and join all the benefits membership brings, email Valeria at yumachamber.org. That's Valeria at yumachamber.org or call 928-782-2567.
What are the essentials in life? For the sportsman, it's a rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun. At Firearms Unknown, you can get the essentials for just $9.99. A Smith & Wesson 9mm pistol, a Mossberg shotgun, and an AR-15, all for just $9.99. Need ammo, knives, targets, or sporting gear? You'll find it all at Firearms Unknown at the lowest prices in Yuma. Good things come in threes, and the three for $9.99 deal at Firearms Unknown is definitely a good thing. Firearms Unknown, 801 West 32nd Street, or online at firearmsunknown.com.
You know your business needs to get in the digital game, marketing on the internet, and maybe finally fixing your website. Don't let the world pass you by. Go to YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. They're part of the Desert Southwest's largest media company, and their team has executed thousands of digital marketing campaigns across the country. Digital campaigns for businesses just like yours. Who knew they needed to get in the game? YumaAdvertising.com. That's YumaAdvertising.com. Don't let the world pass you by.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Overcoming drug addiction was difficult, but I found the path to recovery that worked for me. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.